Welcome to the Soul Lounge. The Soul Lounge is now open, and here's your host, the Lady DJ.
Well, as always, it is so good to see you here inside the Soul Lounge. I am the Lady DJ, Shauna Renee, and welcome to our very special post-Grammy edition of Soul Lounge. So on February 8th, the Who's Who in the recording industry got together in Los Angeles, California, and gave away a few awards. And we're going to go through some of the winners in the categories that we care most about. So I've got winners from the best traditional R&B category, best R&B category, best R&B album, best hip hop album. Plus, we're going to honor one of the biggest names and voices in R&B as well. So we've got a lot on our plates tonight. So why don't we get right into it? Now, this woman has won her fair share of Grammys. She won a few on the 8th as well. The two that really stood out, though, was for a song that she performed with her husband, a guy that we know by the name Jay-Z. Of course, I'm talking about the Queen Bee, Beyonce. She was up for Best R&B Performance and Best R&B Song, and she won them both with a song from her surprise self-titled album, Beyonce. This is Drunk in Love as we kick things off inside the Soul Lounge.
I've been drinking. I get filthy when that liquor get it to me. I've been thinking. Why can't I keep my fingers off it, baby? I want you. Cigars on ice, feeling like an animal with these cameras all in my grill. Flashing lights, flashing lights. You got me pity, 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 baby. I want you, na na. Can't keep your eyes off my pity, daddy. I want you, na na. Drunk in love. I want you. Kitchen saying, how the hell did this happen? Oh, babe. Drunk in love, we be all night. Last thing I remember is our beautiful bodies grinding off of that glue. Fluorescent under these lights, boy, I'm drinking. Walking in my life, 7 minutes. I'm rubbing on it, rubbing. If you scared, call that ribbon. Boy, I'm drinking. Get my brain right. I'm on the brown, yeah, gangster white. Louis shit, he sweat it out like wash rags. He wet it out, boy, I'm drinking. I'm singing. On the mic to my voice, twist it. I fill the tub up halfway, then ride it with my surfboard. Surfboard. Surfboard, graining on that wood, graining, graining on that wood. I'm swerving on that, swerving, swerving on that. Big body been serving all this, swerf, surfing all in this good, good. We woke up in the kitchen saying, how the hell did this happen? Oh, baby. Drunk in love, we be all night. Last thing I remember is I built the
If I do say so myself, if I do say so myself, hold up, stumble all in the house, time to back up all of that mouth that you had all in the car, talking about you the baddest thus far, talking about you be repping that bird, I wanna see all the shit that I heard, no I slink, clink.
Music is the language of the soul.
My love, ooh, my love. A winner never quits, and a quitter never wins. I thought about what I wanted, and you were on my list.
Remember where I was.
Good morning.
Adele featuring Justin Timberlake. Like the tags is still on me. That's called Brand New. It is from Pharrell's Grammy Award winning album, Girl. Now, Pharrell, since he won his first Grammy in 2004, has since taken home 11 statues as an artist and as a producer. He won two at the 2015 Grammy Awards. Best Urban Contemporary Album was one, and that, of course, for the album Girl, and Best Pop Solo Performance for the live version of his song Happy, which, of course, is no surprise. That is probably going to go down in history as one of the biggest and best songs ever recorded. So congratulations to Pharrell. He's been at this for a long time and he definitely deserves it. Speaking of being in the music business for a long time, the next two artists, both of whom are multi-Grammy award-winning artists, took home one for Best R&B Album. For the comeback album, which quite honestly was for both of them. Now, they first sang together in 1992. That's when their musical marriage was born. And then they took some time off to get married and have kids and get divorced, which is why it was no surprise that their album was titled Love, Marriage, and Divorce. It's about all of their experiences. Just goes to show that being authentic always gets you what you want. So here we have Toni Braxton and Babyface from their Grammy Award winning album Love, Marriage, and Divorce. This is called Heart Attack inside the Soul Lounge.
You're inside the Soul Lounge.
If tomorrow is Judgment Day,
sing, mommy,
and I'm standing on the front line, and the Lord asks me what I did with my life, I will say I spent it with you. If I wake up in World War III, I see destruction and poverty, and I feel like I wanna go home. It's okay if you're coming with me. It's alright. If I lose my fame and fortune,
really don't matter,
and I'm homeless on the street, oh, Lord, and I'm sleeping in Grand Central Station,
okay,
it's okay if you're sleeping with me. As the years they pass us by, we stay young through each other's eyes. And no matter how we get on, it's okay as long as I got you, baby. On earth we wasn't meant to stay. And no matter what the people say,
really don't matter,
I'll be waiting for you after the Judgment Day.
Music from Whitney Houston, My Love Is Your Love, inside the Soul Lounge. At the beginning and the end of that song, the little girl that you heard was Bobby Christina. Of course, February 11th marked the third anniversary of Whitney Houston's untimely death. And as we know right now, Bobby Christina fighting for her life as well, and around this time makes it very difficult for the entire family. Last I read, Bobby Christina was doing a little better. So we're going to continue to hope for the best for the entire family, whatever that may be. The beautiful thing I will say about music, I always say this, is if you create really good music, music that resonates with people, that's powerful and well done, no matter how long your physical body remains, the music just sort of lives on forever. And I have to say, of the sort of more contemporary, at least in the latter part of her career, songs that Whitney Houston recorded, that was definitely my favorite. Also, on February 11th, 1997, Miss Erykah Badu released her debut album called Baduism, and from there, an entire movement that we call now the Neo Soul Movement was born. In the day of February 11th, Erykah spent a ton of time on social media reminding us that it was the anniversary of the album and giving us some great artwork and photographs and things. She's one of my favorite artists. I'll never forget the first time I heard this song. This is Erykah Badu with On and On, as we keep moving on inside the Soul Lounge.
From the ambient R&B sounds of yesteryears to today's new soul experience, you are now inside the Soul Lounge.
All right, welcome to the second half of the Soul Lounge. The Lady DJ still here with you. Just have to remind you that at any point throughout the week, any point throughout the day, you want to reach out to me. I am on social media as much as I can be. I am on Twitter at VOA Lady DJ, and I'm on Facebook, VOA Lady DJ 1. You can go back to my Twitter account and see some of my live tweets, including the one where I expressed so much excitement that Kendrick Lamar had indeed won 2 Grammy Awards at the 2015 Grammys. He won for his song I, which, by the way, has appeared in this very spot when it was released. This is an incredible song. It won for Best Rap Performance as well as Best Rap Song, and it's coming from his forthcoming 3rd studio album, which I assume he's still doing some work on. He's going to be touring, actually, later on in the spring. He's going to be doing the festival circuit in the spring and in the summer internationally. So keep your ears and eyes open. Trust me when I tell you, he puts on a great show. But without further ado, here is Grammy award-winning hip-hop artist with his Grammy award-winning song, Kendrick Lamar, and I, Inside the Soul Lounge.
This is a world premiere. This is a world premiere.
I have been through a whole lot. Trial, tribulation, but I know God. Satan wanna put me in a bow tie.
Pray that the holy water don't go dry, yeah, yeah. As I look around me, so many women wanna tell me. But enemy gon' never drown me. In front of a dirty double mirror, they tell me. And I love myself.
The world is a ghetto,
big
guns are dickies.
I love myself.
But they can do what they want, and they can want, I don't mind.
I love myself.
You said I gotta get up like
you
want
to
suicide.
I love myself.
Everybody looking at you crazy. What you gonna do? Lift up your head and keep moving. Or let the paranoia haunt you. Peace to fashion police, I wear my heart on my sleeve, let the runway start. You know the miserable, do love company. What do you want from me and my scars? Everybody lack confidence. Everybody lack confidence. How many times my potential was anonymous? How many times the city making me promises? So I promise this.
I love myself.
The world is a ghetto, big guns and dickies.
I love myself.
But they can do what they want whenever they want. I don't mind.
I love myself.
You said I gotta get up like this woman is suicide.
I love myself.
One day at a time. Don't go shy.
They wanna say it's a war outside and a bomb in the street and a gun in the hood and a mob of police and a rock on the corner and a line full of fiend and a bottle full of lean and a motto on the scene. Yep. These days of frustration keep y'all on tuck in rotation. I duck these cold faces, post up, feed 5-4 for faces. Dreams are reality's peace. Blow steam in the face of the beast. The sky can fall down, the wind can cry now. The strong in me, I still smile.
I love myself.
The world is a
ghetto,
big guns
and dickies. I love myself.
But they can do what they want whenever they want, I don't mind.
I love myself.
You said I gotta get up like they want to suicide.
I love myself.
One day at a time, sun goes shine.
But they can do what they want with everyone, I don't mind.
I love myself.
He said I gotta get up, life is more than suicide.
I love myself.
One day at a time.
It sounds so good.
a minute.
Is Antoinique Smith. That song is called Hold Up, Wait a Minute, Inside the Soul Lounge. Now, if you see a picture of her and you think to yourself, wow, she looks familiar. Well, that's because in addition to being a singer, she is also a Broadway actress, and she's been on film and on television as well. In fact, she played Faith Evans in the movie Notorious about the Notorious B.I.G. So the song we just heard, Hold Up, Wait a Minute, was nominated for a Grammy in the Best Traditional R&B Performance category. Unfortunately, she lost that award, but I wanted to share the song with you because we hadn't heard it, and it's actually a pretty good one. But I also now have to give you the winning song in that category, and it is by Robert Glasper, who is a friend of ours here inside the Soul Lounge. This song features Layla Hathaway, who won in this category last year with Snarky Puppy. The song is called Jesus Children, and it's from his album Black Radio 2, originally, follow me now, written by Stevie Wonder. So here it is, Inside the Soul Lounge.
Jesus, Jesus children, Jesus loves you, Jesus children, hello children, Jesus loves you of America. Are you hearing what he's saying? Are you feeling what you're praying? Are you hearing, praying, feeling what you say inside? You better tell your story fast. And if you lie, it will come to pass. Better tell, yeah, your story.
life after hurt, ego, and misguided pride, which lead to lies the soul can no longer stand to bear. But I see 20 children standing there, beaming bright and angel light as they take flight. Together they smile the type sunlight that makes the devil backtrack into his lair. Yeah, these young souls are soothsayers, spiritual players, accelerated graduators of this game called life. Smitten 16s making Biggie breakdance and Frankie seem like Layla's dad, with 10,000 other souls watching true love withhold nothing. And through dry tears, we'll spend the next few years silently screaming, why? Until we realize that their spiritual awakening already understood their undertaking the moment they appeared in the womb playing romper room, creating heated debates that should have been sparked sooner than the dark hell of December 2012. And now they dance the story of masters much faster than a polygamous pastor can tell a lie, faster than you can wipe from your eyes the soot of deceit. All these kids dance the story that tell us to delete the feeling of being incomplete from our consciousness, to let these 6 and 7 year olds take a hold of our consciousness, to remind us to laugh, scream, and let our inner child fly higher than deferred dreams seldom seen. Through the lens of love and gratitude, let's give our children love and gratitude. Fly high. Shine and fly high. Fly high. Fly high. Fly high. Fly high. And fly high. And fly high. Fly high. Fly high. Fly high.
You're inside the Soul Lounge.
I gave it all I got. Can't you understand?
latest from Lila James. That's called Set Me Free inside the Soul Lounge. It is from her album Fall For You. Lila James is a young, young artist, but she's got such an old soul and a soulful voice. I remember first hearing her. I thought she was probably a woman in like her 50s or 60s. She was in her 20s at the time. So I really think that she's going to have a long lasting career. Even if she's not always on the tip of your tongue, she needs to always be one of those artists inside one playlist or another, as should the next artist. Now, you all know how much I love Ledisi. I ride for Ledisi because she has been so gracious and kind to us here inside the Soul Lounge, including coming for an interview and performing. So I was really very excited when I heard that the song Hold My Hand, Precious Lord was going to be performed at the Grammys because she sang that song in the movie Selma. So in case you did not hear, Common and John Legend performed their song Glory, which is up for an Academy Award, an Oscar in the Best Original Song category. And so they were going to perform it on the Grammys, essentially trying to get more votes. You know, just, you know, let's call it what it is. And, well, they, you know, obviously, they performed the song and, we thought because it was from the movie, Ledisi would be performing it. But as it turns out, Beyonce was the one who performed. And so it created sort of a rift. So you had people calling Team Beyonce, Team Ledisi. Ledisi should have done it. Beyonce shouldn't have done it. No matter what side you come down on, there's one thing that you cannot disagree with as far as I'm concerned. And that is Ledisi has an incredible voice. She's got incredible talent. She's got an incredible heart, an incredible soul, and has for a very long time. So I want to give to you the song that I think kind of put her on the map as far as I'm concerned. So let's take it back. A little old school soul, if you don't mind. This is Ledisi and All Right inside the Soul Lounge.
This life can make me so confused, but it's all right. Yeah. Living day by day, I feel so used, that ain't right. I just wanna run and hide, but I don't have the time to cry, and it's all right.
It's all right.
It's all right, all right. Mm. Any thoughts are running through my head, it's all right. Wishing to be somewhere else but here, and it's alright. I can't wait to see your face. I need a smile in your embrace. I'm alright.
Right.
I'm alright. Yeah.
I can bring us through many changes. It's alright.
Right.
Just don't give up. Know that it's gonna be alright.
Sometimes the rain, it makes me sad, and it's alright. Some things in the world, they make me mad, and it's alright. In the morning when I see the sun, I know I'm not the only one, and it's alright.
It's alright.
It's alright. Hey. Wish I had some money to pay my bills. I can't even buy that dress on sale, but it's alright. Having money don't mean a thing. Loving you is everything, and I'm alright.
It's alright.
Alright, yeah.
Don't I can bring us through any changes. It's alright.
It's gonna be alright.
It's gonna be alright.
Everything is everything.
Oh,
it's gonna be alright. Everything is everything.
Oh,
it's gonna be
alright.
I
can bring this life. Changes, it's alright.
come and they go.
People come and they go. That's just the way that it goes.
That's the way that life goes.
Her 2007 album, Lost and Found, our friend Ladisi, Team Ladisi here inside the Soul Lounge. I am the Lady DJ, and we've just been having some fun with some of our favorite songs, but also taking some time to go back and revisit the songs and the artists that won Grammy Awards during the 2015 Grammys last week. Now, I got to remind you before we get to the next song that if there is any song you want to hear or you have questions about songs, I know sometimes you hear them in the middle and you're wondering, who is that? And you all will tweet and email me. I will get back to you as soon as I can with all the information you need. So if you want to tweet me, you can do so at VOA Lady DJ. If Facebook is your preferred platform, I am at facebook.com, and then you just hit that slash VOA Lady DJ in the number one, as in VOA1. And then of course VOA1 at voanews.com is the best way that you can email me. And you do know also, since you're already online, if you've missed any of our previous shows, they're up there for you. Not only the radio shows, but our television shows as well. So you just go to voanews.com and go to the programs tab. On the radio side, you'll get to hear this show. On the TV side, you'll get to hear or see some of those performances as well. So we've got two more categories that we care about here inside the Soul Lounge, and that's the best rap song collaboration and best rap album. So the best rap album went to my homeboy by the name of Eminem for his album, the Marshall Mathers LP 2. And on that album was the song that won for best rap song collaboration. I'll get it right. That featured Eminem and Rihanna. You remember this one? Huge hit for them. Knew it would be the first time that I heard it. So taking me out, Eminem and Rihanna with The Monster. Until next week, take care of yourselves and each other, okay? Peace.
I'm friends with the monster that's under my bed. Get along with the voices inside of my head. You're trying to save me, stop holding your breath. Then you think I'm crazy, yeah, you think I'm crazy.
I wanted to fame, but not the cover of Newsweek. Oh well, guess beggars can't be choosy. Wanted to receive attention from my music. Wanted to be left alone in public, excuse me. But wanting my cake and eat it too. And wanting it both ways. Fame made me a balloon, cause my ego inflated when I flew. See, but it was confusing, cause all I wanted to do was be the Bruce Lee of loosely abused ink. Use it as a tool when I blew steam. Woo! Hit the lottery, ooh wee. But with what I gave up to get, it was bittersweet. It was like winning a used me. I'm blinded cause I think I'm getting so huge I need a shrink. I'm beginning to lose sleep. One sheep, two sheep, going cuckoo and kooky is cool key. But I'm actually weirder than you think, cause I'm
friends with the monster.
Much of a poet, but I know somebody once told me to seize the moment and don't squander it. Cause you never know when it all could be over tomorrow, so I keep conjuring. Sometimes I wonder where these thoughts spawn from.
Yeah, ponder it, do you wonder? It's no wonder you're losing your mind, I really want it.
I think you've been wandering off down yonder and stumbled on to Jeff Van Vondren. Cause I need an interventionist to intervene between me and this monster and save me from myself and all this conflict. Cause the very thing that I love killing me and I can't conquer it. My OCD's talking me in the head, keep knocking. Nobody's home, I'm sleepwalking. I'm just relaying what the voice in my head's saying. Don't shoot the messenger, I'm just
I'm friends with the monster.
Call me crazy, but I had this vision. One day that I walk amongst you, a regular civilian. But until then, chums get killed, and I'm coming straight at MC's blood gets filled. And I'm taking back to the days that I get on a Dre track. Give every kid who got played that bump the villain and shit to say back to the kids who played them. I ain't here to save the fucking children, but if one kid out of 100 million who are going through a struggle feels it and relates, that's great. It's payback. Russell Wilson falling way back in the draft. Turn nothing into something, still can make that. Straw in the gold, chump, I will spin. Rumpelstiltskin in a haystack. Maybe I need a straight jacket, face facts. I am nuts for real, but I'm okay with that. It's nothing, I'm still friends with the...
Radio თავისუფლება უსმინეთ ჩვენს პროგრამებს სადავო საკითხებზე.
ეს იგი როს და ლუქსემბურგის ოცნების შრომის კოდექსი არის შესული.
სინამდვილეში ეს არის ქართული ოცნების ამომრჩეველთა საოცნებო შრომის კოდექსი.
და გადაცემებს საკითხებზე, რომლებზეც მოქალაქეთა უმრავლესობა თანხდება.
ჩვენ გვინდა საქართველოში აბავშიროთ ევროპული ტიპის დემოკრატია.
ევროკავშირსა და ნატოში ინტეგრაცია არის ჩვენი სტრატეგიული არჩევანი.
რადიო თავისუფლება, ობიექტური მაუწყებლობის 60-წლიანი ტრადიცია.